Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In a number of hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the importance of keeping, guarding and preserving the secret of another person. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ الرَّجُلُ حَدِيثًا ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْ فَهِيَ أَمَانَةً. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a man, if a person discusses something private with you, it's a private discussion, and he walks away from you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he has left you with an amana. He has left you with a trust. Today we understand a trust or an amana to be only in the form of a material thing, in the form of an object. But think, if somebody gives you an object, gives you an item, a valuable item for safekeeping, will you ever take that item or that object, that expensive thing, and give it away to somebody else? You never do so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the same with regards to a secret, a private discussion. Somebody confides in you and they discuss something with you privately. You cannot share it with anyone, not even with the closest person to you. You're not allowed to divulge that secret, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hiya amanatun. It's an amana. He has left you with a trust that should be kept safely with you. May Allah grant us the understanding.